Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. EMP180weightloss.com.
Cakes, you know who's at Anthem tonight, 8 o'clock?
Hold on. Today's date is February 11th or 12th?
12th, yeah.
At Anthem. Give me the genre of music.
90s.
Liam Gallagher.
His brother, Noel.
Noel is there?
Noel Gallagher at Anthem.
Well, it'll be packed. I mean, it'll be packed to the rafters.
Of course it will be. I would love to see him, but it's a Monday night show. I mean, we can't do it.
Will he do Wonderwall? I would imagine.
Probably.
It's hard. I'm with you. It's generally hard to do concerts early or midweek. It's tough.
Yeah. When's the last one? You did one last week, didn't you?
I went to see a pop punk show in Baltimore two weeks ago.
Yeah, but it was during the week.
So during the week. It was like on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, but you pick and choose which ones you're going to do, because you said you're not going to do Newfound Glory, but you did that one.
Correct.
Why did this one qualify, the one you just did?
Because my daughter was butt-sized to go, and I took my son as well.
I can't believe, though, you wouldn't do the 10 o'clock Maniscalco show. It was done by midnight, and you spend the night there. You're Mr. MGM National Harbor.
That is true. It's
you
a
spend
very good
the
point.
Night there. I mean, I had late-night pizza. I'm not going to lie. And late-night ice cream.
Sure.
It was a bit later, because I hadn't eaten since the wedding. Which,
here's the thing. I could do either or. I could do either do the wedding or Sebastian at 10 p.m. I can't do both. I just can't.
Mm-mm.
Personally. That's just me. You're cut from a different cloth.
He really
you're a night
is.
Owl. I am not.
He can stay up until
you
2 in the morning.
You love staying
He's used
up until like 2 a.m. on a weekend? I wouldn't do that in my wildest effing dreams.
But if you were up until 2 a.m., you'd have a beer at 1:50 to put yourself to sleep.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Of course.
I know, but he does it.
Why
would he
not?
Like twice a week.
I know. He doesn't care about sleep. He didn't care about sleep, and I feel for JB.
He just has a different schedule at night because he does the TV stuff after
the
wizard.
No, I know, but he decided that it's worth it to do it, to be tired and do that.
Yeah.
Last week I went to bed before
he likes
9
that cash.
Twice.
I know.
He likes that cash.
But, I mean, it's just, look, it's rare. I've been to MGM and spent the night twice. How long have they been open?
A year plus.
Over a year now.
Right.
So I've done it twice. It's kind of like a big night. I was looking forward to it. I like Sebastian Maniscalco. So it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like it was till 2 in the morning, because I spent the night there, and I woke up early to get back, but I was probably in bed by 1.
Hey, Bic, do you want a creeper? Do you like to have a creeper when you're watching TV?
No.
What?
I hate that. Why? What are you trying to get me to watch?
I don't know. For some reason, I like these types. There's a story that ESPN did over the weekend.
I don't like it when they
SportsCentered feature, they call it.
Let me guess, Rinaldi did it.
Rinaldi,
you like being emotionally manipulated?
I hate that.
It was like 10 or 15.
What was it about?
Drabby, you probably saw this. It's about Cardinal Newman High School in Northern California.
Mm-hmm.
Right, they're a powerhouse in Northern California.
Mm-hmm. What happened?
Well, the wildfires wiped out the entire neighborhood.
Right.
What
so the
happened?
School burned down, and some of the players' houses burned down.
Right.
And so they were interviewing the families, and this is in October during the season.
Right.
Right. So the school burned down.
Mm-hmm.
So they ended up going to the playoffs. They had to practice on like their opponent's fields, and they go to the playoffs and they get all the way to the championship, and they lose 59-56 in the state championship.
Oh, such an over.
But with Rinaldi, such an over.
High school over.
With Rinaldi doing the voice, you know, the voiceover and the music, and they're interviewing the kids and they're crying.
He's too much for me.
Dude, I watched it
twice.
You
actually enjoy watching?
Jason likes crying.
Something got to me, and I had to watch it.
I'm sure it was inspirational. I'm sure it was a great story.
Cakes,
but
he likes crying.
Well, no, it's a horrible story.
No, but they persevered through, the hardships and the school burning down and the fires.
I mean, the community comes together. That was the whole point of the story. But Dude,
you like sad. You like sadness.
I can't get away.
Dude, there's something about. I don't know. There's a psychological
it? You like
condition.
Sadness?
I do like sadness, but I didn't say that.
I don't like
you
sadness.
You definitely would. You would find.
I know.
A
I
get size.
I would, hate it.
We would all cry. We would all cry. I cried.
I when I see Rinaldi on a channel,
he wouldn't cry.
That's why I avoid it.
He's emotionless. He would.
That's
cry.
Why I avoid it.
You
that's
would
false.
Cry.
I love.
You would cry.
I wouldn't say I like sadness. I like good movies, and if they're gonna bring out creepers, then it's fine. Like one of my favorite movies of all time. Don't sound cheesy, but Terms of Endearment's a great movie. That'll get you sad.
Now, when it comes to sadness,
when was that made? Like
my,
30 years ago?
My specialty was sadness.
Maybe someone was off the top of my head.
Musical genre. Like music, I can go sad, melancholy. You know, like Morrissey, The Smiths, Stained. Just stuff that makes you, well, makes you want to wrap piano wire.
Yeah, right. I challenge you to watch this piece. By yourself,
yeah.
Not with the kids running around,
right?
And not cry,
Jason. When Rudy,
I'm sure I would cry
when Rudy gets his letter of acceptance in Notre Dame. Creeper.
Oh, I didn't cry. That
he goes over to the bench by himself. If I recall,
now if I'm going to cry during Rudy, it's when he gets the sack and then people are carrying him off the field at the end. That's when you cry in Rudy.
I'm so anti-crying, and I just know ESPN's bit so well that if I see Tom Rinaldi on the channel, I change the channel. Because I know he's trying
Rinaldi,
to make you cry.
Rinaldi wants to, you to
he
cry.
He wants you to cry every time he does a report.
He does.
And I'm not doing it. Unless he's
goal.
Interviewing Tiger
unless he's doing
after
golf stuff.
A round.
No, but if he does the SportsCenter featured story,
it's always,
he wants to make you cry.
He's trying to make you cry.
And he
I
succeeds
go,
most of
you're
the time.
You're not going to do it because I'm not going to watch.
You know what I would do? I would turn it off.
That's
I'd
what
skip
I do.
Over
it's
SC right featured off, every time.
Turn it off.
I know.
Club.
Why? Because you don't think the stories are interesting because you know you're going to be emotional.
I don't know. They're all the same to me.
I don't like
being emotional. And I understand they're all different.
Yeah. No, but they're all about, you know, perseverance, like you said.
Yeah, sure.
And this particular story really hit me. Creeper.
Well, I'm just glad that no one seemed to die.
Watched
in it
twice. I even told my wife, said,
hold
you got to watch
watched it.
Watched
it again?
Well, because I told my wife. I recorded
you wanted
it.
Said, her to watch
I
it.
I said, you have to watch this story.
Did she get a creeper?
Nah, she doesn't creep as much as me.
Yeah. You're more emotionally fragile.
Cut that up.
Than he is.
she's not the creeper
now,
that
me,
I
let
am.
Let me ask, were you crying out of both eyeballs or just one little creeper out of the side of one? Or
I mean,
full on waterworks.
No, not full on, but both eyes welled. You know?
Yeah. It's yeah, getting really dusty
very,
in that room.
Yeah, very, very juicy. Juicy yeah. eyes. Yeah. I challenge you to watch it.
Yeah, I'm not going to accept your challenge.
All right.
I'll take your word for it.
Let me know when it's on. And what channel it's on.
I don't know what's on.
SC Feature just shows up from time to time.
I think they usually do it on the weekends, but who knows?
All right. It's time to give you a little entertainment news here.
Yes,
and tell
Richie.
You what's going on in the world of Hollywood and entertainment.
Yes, Richie.
I keep trying to get Valdez to play it, but he won't play the music. He wants me to intro it, I guess.
Hey, did you watch the Duke-Georgia Tech game yesterday? Without Bagley, they still rolled 8 points.
They were
seven
I saw they were like 30
favorites.
At one point.
And Bagley had a knee injury.
Josh Pastner, I'm sure he's a good coach.
Grayson Allen actually played pretty well.
Are those
allegations Cincinnati?
Sticking to Pastner, by the way?
I'm sure I know.
He did a pretty good denial of it all. You know,
isn't he suing her? I thought he was suing her.
I think they're
for defamation.
I think, yeah, I think they're
who
both.
Knows?
I think they're both suing each other.
Who knows what they believe?
50 Shades Freed. Number one at the box office. I had to actually ask the boys about it because I can't remember Kevin talking, but I'm sure he did. Did $38 million, though, even though apparently Kevin gave it like 2 stars, hated it.
Well, you said, what is the movie about? Shouldn't you at least know, entertainment guru, 50 Shades?
I get it. Of course I knew, but I don't remember Kevin talking about it. I just shut down when Kevin talks.
Awful films.
You would think it would do, I mean, I guess $38 million, so it did well. Won the box office, easy, but no one likes it. Is it just, is there gratuitous sex in it?
Yes.
No
there
idea.
Is. I mean, I haven't seen any of them, but it has to be gratuitous sex throughout.
Yeah, good.
I would think.
Took care of business.
Suggested sex. They're not actually having sex. I know that that's your dream scenario.
Sometimes in real movies they do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's even
they're really
committed
about
it, the
to
whole the Me Too movement. I mean, some directors were kind of insisting on it.
Right.
They wouldn't even let you wear those fancy, you know, underwear or whatever, you know, where you hide stuff. Peter Rabbit did 25 million cakes.
You know the controversy behind Peter Rabbit?
No.
So parent groups are upset and saying that the movie promotes allergy bullying because one of the villains is afraid or is allergic to blackberries.
Okay.
And so the rabbit is throwing blackberries at him and the villain goes into a seizure.
And so that's really a thing?
That's really a thing. Parent groups are upset for allergy bullying.
I almost allergy bullied Tom Daly at the wedding.
Oh yeah,
gave him my salad because he can't have nuts.
He's deathly allergic
it's
to
weird.
Tree nuts.
He can have peanuts,
But not
any
a tree
of
nut.
A nut would kill him.
Nut comes from a tree. Tom DeLay wants no part of it.
But,
or he might die.
He had the good thinking in advance. He got his specially made for him.
Correct.
So he's okay.
I should have had mine especially made sans goat cheese.
You know what?
But
you taught
didn't.
Me something. I didn't know
but
this.
But you liked goat cheese cakes.
You did. You love it.
Love's
did you
a strong
know
word.
That, according to Tom Daly, and I did have a lot to drink, but an EpiPen, which he carries with him everywhere, because if he doesn't, he'll die. An EpiPen, I thought it was like epinephrine or whatever. I thought,
right.
And I thought that was like
a thing. I thought too.
He says it's just caffeine, that all it does is sort of buy you time. Like when you give yourself an EpiPen, according to him,
you got to get to the hospital.
You got to call 911 and go to the hospital, and then they actually do the saving of you. The EpiPen just kind of buys you time.
So you have to go to the hospital after you
He said, especially with the caffeine injection. He says his blood pressure is like 280 over 190 or something when he takes it.
He told a story, and I'm
can't
laughing.
Just drink a Red Bull.
It's actually not funny, but it's funny. Like,
just drink a Red Bull and go to the hospital.
For his birthday, I can't remember how many years ago it was, his mom bought him a sub for his birthday. And he, of course, has to make sure of what he's eating at all times. And I guess it was like an Italian cold cut sub. And one of the cold cuts was littered with pistachios.
Right.
And he starts eating it.
It was like nut in the meat.
Starts feeling weird. He's like, this is kind of a weird feeling. And then he opened up the sub, takes the meat out, and he sees a billion nuts in it. So he has to take the EpiPen, jab it in his backside, and then call an ambulance.
He has to call 911
hospital.
On his birthday.
On his birthday.
It's hurting.
That is hurting. Mom was trying to take him out.
Maybe.
Mom felt terrible.
Is that true or is that fake news? According to Tom Daly, an EpiPen is just caffeine. That's according to Tom.
I mean, I guess I'd believe him. He's the one that carries an EpiPen, not me.
Take his word for it. I don't even feel like looking it up.
Yeah. Peter Rabbit was number two to 25 million. There's allergy shaming in there, apparently, according to Valdez. What is the 15 to 17 to Paris? What is that?
You really
remember anything.
The 15 to 17 to Paris.
You clearly do shut your brain shuts down when Kevin comes
on. That's the Clint Eastwood movie.
Oh, that's the one he said was terrible.
They used the real guys, not actors.
I predicted that, by
the
way.
That one was terrible.
I predicted it was going to be awful.
Did 12 million. Did third, but 12 million. Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, 9 million. And The Greatest Showman, which I saw, Cakes, did 6 million.
What's that one about? I'm just kidding.
That was about P.T. Barnum.
I know.
That one so far in 8 weeks has made $146 million. Wow.
P.T. Barnum was born so long ago. His first name is Phineas. You know anybody named Phineas in 2018? Probably not.
I knew you used to have a friend named Ferb.
Ferb. Phineas and Ferb. Is that like a cartoon from back in the day?
Whose story are you buying on this? Who do you think is the bigger C? Let's just put it that way. Kim Cattrall or Sarah Jessica Parker? So
who would I guess is
what is the
big
story, though?
So Kim Cattrall's brother passed away unexpectedly, you know, like 49 years old or something. She put out a plea. He's missing, whatever. And like a day later, it turns out he passed.
Kim Cattrall was
from
the
Sex in the City.
The taller one.
Yeah.
The like one who had sex all
the
time.
Yeah, the slutty one.
Super horny.
But, and, you know, there have been these rumors for years and years that these women don't get along. That's why there haven't been more reunions. That's why the show was killed when it was. Supposedly, there was supposed to be a third movie.
Oh, they should make a third, because I saw the second, and it was one of the five worst movies I've ever seen.
But it
in
probably
my life.
Made money, because there
I'm
was
sure
interest to make a third.
But it sucked.
And apparently, you know, Kim Cattrall was just like, I'm not doing it. And largely because she hates Sarah Jessica Parker.
Okay.
But after, and these rumors have been out for years, but after Kim Cattrall's brother passed, Sarah Jessica Parker put out a thing on Instagram saying, you know, our thoughts and prayers are with you in this difficult time or something. And, you know, like this kind of like loving kind of thing, like kind of acting like they were friends.
Right.
And Kim Cattrall immediately went to her social media.
She's lash out.
She said, I don't need your love or support at this tragic time, Sarah Jessica Parker. Basically, go away. And went on and on. I don't know. Here's what she says. When will that Sarah Jessica Parker, that hypocrite, leave you alone?
Wow.
She says, your continuous reaching out is a painful reminder of how cruel you really were then and now. Let me make this very clear, if you haven't already. You are not my family. You are not my friend. So I'm writing to tell you one last time to stop exploiting our tragedy in order to restore your nice girl persona.
Wow. There's obviously a lot of bad blood there.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good stuff. Who do you think? Who do you side with? I'm siding with Kim Cattrall.
I don't know anything about Sarah Jessica Parker. Why was she mean? What are the rumors?
Instagram,
we don't know any of the backstory.
It's just been known that they're feuding. They didn't get along.
Okay, but what did Sarah Jessica Parker do?
She's accused of being a hypocrite, and I believe it.
But do what?
She plays like a nice girl, but
she's
like
not
a
nice girl.
Mean
yeah.
bitch behind the scenes. I believe that.
Yeah, I believe that too.
Yeah, I believe
I'm
going to
side with SJP. I think she's nicer and she's sillier.
And she has a spot at MGM National Harbor.
She sells shoes at MGM.
I walked by SJP a couple times.
That's correct.
Who's going to buy those dumb $500 shoes?
People that hit it big on the blackjack table.
I would never put
the
money.
The same people that are buying the Breitling watches.
Right.
I would never put money in her pocket. No.
Hey, do you have...
Thanks, I couldn't do it.
Do you have Lonzo Ball single from YouTube? Did you find it? All right, so Lonzo Ball, I had no idea, is doing a mixtape. Okay, he's releasing it next week, titled "Born to Ball." Okay, and he's got a bunch. You already see the song titles. The first song, LeVar,
right?
But he's released a single on YouTube. When we come back, Fire Poo.
We already know what it's going to be.
We don't know that. It might be silly. Fire Poo. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, boys. Now, we keep botching this because I want to do this stupid Pyre Poo without tainting. Because I've already said who it is, and now you guys are all going to go in at Poo. But, you know, I haven't listened to it.
From here on out.
But I think we've taken out the possibility that it could possibly be good because we know who it is.
From this day forward, Pyre Poo, the artist formerly known as
Must Be Blind.
Has to be blind.
Has to
be
blind.
Just say we're doing Pyre Poo.
All right.
Don't give any clues.
And don't give me the story. You hear that, Valdez? So it's the only way.
So you just play the song and we
decide.
You just
say we have it, and you're going to run the Pyre Poo.
If anybody lets the cat out of the bag on Pyre Poo going forward, they owe a $5 penalty.
Dollar to each of us, except for AWOD.
Ooh.
It has to be punitive, right?
It's not going to be you. They're going to be the dummies that ruin it.
$5 total, not
$5. If you know who it is and you let the cat out of the bag, you owe $5 to everybody.
I got you. So hold on. $5 to everyone? Or just $5 total? $1 to everyone?
All right. I mean, do we want to make it a real penalty or not?
No.
I don't care. Be wimpy about $1 to everybody.
I don't care that much about
including Pyre Poo. Including Pedro. Everybody. AWOD, Pedro, everybody.
All right. Now, here we go. I'm not going to say the name again. Okay. Even though I said it in the last break.
Yes.
This is Pyre Poo. The single was released last week. Apparently, the mixtape coming out next week.
Triple B's, I'm the man. I'm leveled up, I'm Super Saiyan. You said I can't, but I can. Triple B's got the plan. Triple B's, I'm the man. I'm leveled up, I'm Super Saiyan. You said I can't, but I can. Triple B's got the plan. I had to stun on my haters. I had to show them who's boss. I had to stun on my haters.
Stop.
Diamonds, they dripping in sauce. I had to stun on my haters. I had to show them who's boss. I had to flex on my haters.
The most I've heard this
Diamonds,
guy talk.
They dripping in sauce. Yeah. Turn it up, you know who it
Ever.
Is. She got a phone trying to sneak a pic. I hit a three, but I won't hit a lick. I see it's getting lit like I'm signed with Bic. Second pick, you ain't getting picked. We saw it coming, y'all just witnessed it. A plus with the penmanship.
Yeah, it's pretty mediocre.
Big businesses. Pop decided just to
boring.
Take some sips.
Yeah.
I don't know what good rap is or bad rap is. I'll assume this is bad rap.
That's not very good. Very boring.
Like his personality. He's
his
boring
His personality
rapper.
Stinks. His personality dad's personality is 100 times better.
His dad's putting out a water now.
I saw that. Anybody can have a water.
Oh,
water.
Enough about Ball. Right. Oh, my God.
So I think that's universal, right, Poo? We're going around water. The room, Poo.
Yeah, it's awful.
Drabby, you consider yourself sort of a dean of hip-hop culture? Poo.
He does.
Yeah. Well, he loves, yeah. He just, all Drab wants to do is hang around black people. That's his thing. I'm kind of with him. White people are awful.
I'm wearing a sneaker hoodie today.
You are
for a sneaker club.
I did see that.
Yeah, what
I did
is
notice
that?
That.
I didn't even
My
know
buddy's
that
in
is.
A sneaker club, and he sent it to me.
Hold on.
East West Sneaker
What do you have
collab.
To do to be in the sneaker club? Do you have to like,
you gotta like sneakers.
You gotta
me and Tom Daly are the only ones here in the sneaker club.
Yeah. You got to like waste your money on Jordans.
Right.
I don't
basically,
buy that.
That's basically.
Tom donks off his money. I can't believe it.
Yeah, that's basically.
Hundreds of dollars a month this guy, Tom Daly buys sneakers.
How much?
Hundreds.
And they're just Jordans,
hundreds
right?
per month?
Most sneakerheads, basically it yeah. means you collect Jordans.
Re-release
By the
Jordans,
way,
yeah.
if you're at home, ESPN currently, right now, is doing the piece on Cardinal Newman High School.
Okay.
This story
watch
right
it now.
Yeah.
Don't
prepare
yeah.
to cry.
Yeah. Well, I'm just
no,
saying.
That's great.
Record it. I don't know. Just DVR it.
Right.
Somebody said that all the families affected worked in the wine industry.
Of course. They're all rich.
And so they all lost their gigs.
Yes. They had some hot moms, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Usually.
I'm just telling you. It's
Doug's
a,
so
it's
better.
A,
you
it's
notice
a good
that
story.
Through the tears? The melts?
It's a good story.
All right. I want to get into transition. We'll make it kind of an EP, but I want to get into the Johnny Manziel thing. So I wasn't aware of this until this morning. And during one of the commercial breaks, I saw Manziel did a sit-down. I'm not sure. Who did he do the interview with?
ABC 7.
With
it
ABC 7.
Good Morning 7. America.
And he sounds like remarkably together. He's certainly sober when he's doing the interview. And he reveals, I think this is the first time we've heard this, that he was actually diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
About a year ago, he says he was diagnosed. And
did
he's
we know
medication.
That? Did we know that?
Hold on. I think we assumed that there was something else.
I
beyond
actually
just alcoholism.
Oh, really? I didn't assume. I'm just.
I think we talked about it.
I didn't even ponder it.
No, I think we talked about it.
But that's a real diagnosis, and if he's got that under control, maybe he's got a chance. Can you play some of the? What I heard, he sounded really lucid, and
a
I don't
chance
know.
At what?
Give him a chance at redemption, a chance to play. Somewhere.
I root for the guy for some reason.
So
I'd love to see a comeback. I'm disappointed he didn't sign with that CFL team.
Well, I think there's still time, right? That's his only. He can't wait until the dumb XFL comes back in 2020. That'd be too late.
I've got an uncle who's bipolar, and if he's not taking the meds, he's a complete disaster.
Oh yeah, it's a legitimate.
In what way?
Just, I mean,
like erratic behavior.
I mean,
you go off the deep end. You disappear.
He disappears. He sends emails as a different person.
No, it is a terrifying diagnosis.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it.
He changed his name and he sends emails to the family. And
what Manziel says
he just rants.
Yeah, that I guess just leads him to the depression.
Well, his lows. But you see people like on their highs, they'll take off and they'll spend the family fortune. They'll just go on like a, they'll just go across the country and just spend all the money. I mean, it's crazy. And then when their lows can be incredibly low. But let's hear some of Johnny.
I was self-medicating with alcohol. Like, that's what I thought was making me happy and helped me get out of that depression to a point of where I felt like I had some sense of happiness. But at the end of the day, when you wake up the next day after a night like that or after going on a trip like that, and you wake up the next day and that's all gone, and that liquid courage or that liquid, like, sense of euphoria that's over you is all gone, and you're left staring at the ceiling by yourself, and you're back in that depression and back in that hole, that dark hole of sitting in a room by yourself, being super depressed, thinking about all the mistakes you've made in your life. What did that get me? Where did that get me except out of the NFL? Where did that get me disgrace?
His wife is a smoke show, by the way.
His
wife or girlfriend, whatever.
I don't think he's married.
I thought he got married or was engaged, at least
maybe
engaged.
I don't think he's married.
His fiance. Okay.
She is a smoke show.
I agree with your analysis, CB. I find him somewhat compelling, and I'm rooting for the guy. I don't know why.
Too. I think it actually makes him, if it's legit,
he's more likable.
Yeah, if he has a legit, you know, bipolar thing that he's been battling and he didn't even realize
it.
Now it's under control.
When he was doing this stuff all the time, you wanted him to fail. Now that he's failed,
he becomes more human.
He's become humanized.
He doesn't want a comeback
story. Exactly.
Of course. I always thought he had talent, too. He had charisma. But I like guys with charisma.
But by the same token, would you root for RG3 to have a successful comeback?
Yes.
Really?
Of course. I feel bad for him. I would not want to. I honestly do. And Robert's probably made $20 million. Let's say he's got $5 million left after he's paid everyone in taxes. Let's hope he does. But can you imagine if you're Robert, you're on top of the world coming out of college, Heisman Trophy winner, you have 2012, and then you're who you are right now, like you can't even get in the league and you're a laughing stock? Like
both those guys have one thing in common. The Cleveland Browns.
Yes, that's the common thread.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
And Heisman Trophy.
I just wouldn't want to. I just would feel like a terrible failure. I think he must be prone. If he could stave off depression, that's incredible. Because if I was Robert, I would be incredibly depressed.
What's he doing? What will he do in the offseason? Just try and work out and work out and just try and latch on with some team?
He fired his agent. He hired a new agent.
I mean, it's over for him.
You would think he could get in a camp somewhere. You would think.
Maybe.
And then, you know, you just have to play out of your mind. And hopefully you can be somebody's third string.
Teams don't even invite these guys. They don't invite the Kaepernicks, the RG3s, the Manziels.
The Kaepernick thing is different.
They're gonna, they're not going to invite
them. They invite people we've never heard of.
Well, because
nothing
there's
in
also headache associated with it.
I get
Who
it.
Who wants that circus?
Nobody.
So Johnny created the circus. Robert created the circus. Cap, in some way, did. It's unfair, but he kind of did. And people just reacted poorly to
Started
it.
Started the kneeling movement.
Yeah, so people just don't want to deal with a headache, even though they may have talent.
Cap Especially clearly for a second or third stringer. Like, yeah. For like a back of the roster type of guy. They
yeah,
don't
but Cap
want that
clearly
circus.
Could still play and be a starter until proven otherwise, in my opinion. Robert is just a change of pace, backup guy. And Manziel.
Maybe,
is,
but the longer you're out of that mix, the harder
right.
it is to get
oh,
back
absolutely.
In.
Absolutely. What you have going for you,
though. Same thing for Cap.
Tommy Maddox was out of the league for like 5 years. That's like the longest stretch I can remember of anyone. And he came back and played at a pretty good level for a couple years. But that almost never
that
happens.
Never, yeah,
it
never
is
happens.
Like the. Biggest
that's
exception
outlier.
Ever, maybe.
Right, that's an outlier.
But that's what you have to latch on to if you're those guys.
I'm rooting for the guy. I wonder if people out there are rooting for him. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
Does it make you feel sympathetic towards him?
I don't know enough about bipolar, but if that was what caused everything, because part of it to me was the guy just looked flat out arrogant. Clearly,
we also
was
a
college.
Spoiled rich kid.
Right. I mean, you always talk about the fact that he was getting wasted when he was like 16 playing golf.
Well, these guys that grow up in country clubs.
Well, that's
and they
all
play
he
with,
knew. Yeah, that's all they, he knew.
You know, a lot of them are boozers. I used to work.
But hopefully,
there.
He's matured and figured some things out. The problem is, in terms of ever getting back to the NFL, which I'm guessing is still his dream. He's a smaller guy who relied on athleticism. You wonder if it'll still be there. He's still young. He's probably what 25, 26.
He's a freak athlete. I'm gonna say, hold on. If
but you
Sammy
wonder
Watkins
if teams
is
will give 20, him a chance.
Is 24. I got to imagine Johnny's no more than 25.
Yeah, I'd guess he's 25
probably.
Or 26.
Yeah, probably.
He's 25.
Yeah, so I know like part of the drinking, he got very frail. Like he looked super skinny.
Well, I think that was
so
one of the drinking. That drinking doesn't make
body.
You frail.
Well, drugs, whatever the heck
yeah,
it was.
He was doing some hardcore drugs.
I don't find myself rooting for or against him.
Really? You're neutral on him.
Yeah, I mean.
I liked his charisma.
I'm glad that he was actually diagnosed, and so he knows how to treat the bipolar.
I actually right. think when he played, he wasn't that bad. He wasn't right. that
he
got good. A bad rap.
He was all right.
Yeah, he was all right.
I don't know if he's worthy
the problem
enough.
Is
I don't know if he's good enough to get a number two spot.
When you're such a nightmare to deal with and you're so unreliable, it's going to be almost like that of the three, that's by far the biggest long shot to get back in. Of Johnny, RG3, and Cap. RG3 probably has the best chance. Cap's the best player. RG3 probably has the best chance. Johnny is by far the longest.
I think Manziel will get
shot.
The first invite out of all those guys.
I think
he'll
get
the first
last.
Shot. Nobody, Kaepernick, that's too toxic yep. as far as the owners are concerned. RG3 is a clown, has shown zero remorse, zero ability to grow up. Manziel is what they're looking for. They're looking for a redemption guy.
I don't,
they
know don't, if
care.
Really
I don't think they care about
him.
That. I don't think they
I think
care
they
about
do.
That. They don't care about redemption. No, they just want a guy that can help them
they
win.
They like talent. Yeah, they like talent. But he's
yeah, but
a clown, so
was,
they don't want
Yeah,
him.
But you have to be so
he hadn't
good.
Shown that talent
you got to be so good.
That level.
With that background, that baggage, you got to be so good be like, where the NFL teams have to
give
invite
you a chance. Right.
All these kids that are coming out of college are just as good as him.
Yeah,
if not
I don't
better.
Think I don't think he's shown that incredible talent.
Exactly.
I mean, I loved him in college.
Not at that level.
Let me see. I don't even see what his pro stats are. He didn't play that many games, did he?
Right.
He played five. He played 15 games in his career. He started 8 games. He's 2-6.
Well, of course. He was with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a GM, can't you say, well, we really don't know what we have with Johnny, so we can take a flyer on him?
But can you imagine a bigger circus than inviting Johnny Manziel to your training
if
camp?
If he's like the old Johnny Manziel. Yeah,
no, but it doesn't matter. Even if he's perfect. Even if he's perfect, even if he's a choir boy,
is it worth the risk?
I don't know.
The
if it's
circus
worth
you're going to have every reporter in the country is going to be there.
If it's all about winning and you're trying to bring in the best talent, it should be worth it. If he indeed has changed, he needs to be one of these guys that proves that he will work the long hours. Because that was a wrap on him. He wasn't working as well. He was just like showing up late,
right?
Drinking, drunk. Wasn't he drunk before like his last game?
Yeah.
I think he was even going to get another start.
But see, he's...
And he missed out on that opportunity.
See, if you're Josh Gordon,
start.
They'll give you chance after chance of chance.
By the way,
you're
that,
a freak.
That was a name that we didn't bring up.
And he's
when
a free
we talked
agent?
About free agents. Would you be interested in Josh Gordon?
100%. Now, I don't know how serious he is about sobriety.
You always have to be.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how serious he is, but if he's serious about sobriety, that guy's a freak. That guy came in after not having played 2-3 years.
I'm sure he tells
right
himself he's. I'm sure he tells himself that he's serious about it, but he. I don't know if he can control it. But man, if he was sober, talented.
For some reason, I'm intrigued by Sammy Watkins.
That's your new fascination.
When I saw that he was 24.
Right. Good player.
That intrigued me.
And he's a good quarterback and put up some numbers.
Yeah. And he played. I think he played 14 games last year.
Yep.
It wasn't like he, you know, it was the year before where he only played like 8.
He had a foot injury that just pummeled
him. Crushed him.
Right.
All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. I see some people want to weigh in. Johnny Manziel speaks to Good Morning America, admits that he has been diagnosed bipolar, has been taking medication for a year, and of course he's trying to come back to the NFL. You can give us your thoughts here on The Fan. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. You know, Valentine's Day is middle of the week, 2 days away. Mm-hmm. If you haven't heard, Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers, those are two ways to go. Use the code Junkies.
Correct.
Why do you whip out your chapstick while we're talking about this? It looked like you were pointing at me like you were going to...
Lips are a little parched.
Okay.
Wasn't any timing to it.
And I don't know if any of you guys have plans for Valentine's Day. I did something when I was leaving MGM National Harbor, which maybe is mean. It's not mean, really. My wife, we're walking by, and we're going towards the car in the parking garage, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And one of the shops has a top, which she really thought was great.
Okay.
And she goes, oh, that, let me, can I go in there to look at it? And it's like, fine, you can go in there to look at it.
Right.
And then she goes, would you buy me that for Valentine's Day?
Ooh.
And I just said, no.
You're kidding.
Because,
shot it
and
down.
This is why.
You actually said no to her. No, yes.
Said no. You said no to your wife.
Because
hilarious.
Valentine's Day is Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I know that if I bought this on Saturday or Sunday morning,
right.
by the time Wednesday comes around, I didn't get anything for her for Valentine's Day.
Oh, I would welcome my wife saying, please get me this for Valentine's Day. It takes me off the hook.
Just take her to dinner on Wednesday.
How much was it?
I think it was like $90 for like a little zippy.
You should have hooked her. 90
Well, I could still do it. I could get it by Wednesday, which is the actual day. But my point was I'd probably have to double down and get something else.
Why? You could get something small.
Because it's a week before.
Dude, it's your wife.
Why don't you go over and get it and give it to her Wednesday?
Yeah. Did your wife get, I didn't know you were like Lurch. So does your wife have to ask you for permission for stuff?
No. Yeah. No,
she did there.
Well, we were rushing out. No, but she was like fishing for. Let me tell you something. My wife has so much Lululemon gear.
Right.
I mean, it's her job.
And
she's
that's
a trainer.
Not cheap.
I get it.
It's not.
I mean, it's unbelievable
she
how
can
many,
write it off.
Like yoga pants. She must have 50 pairs
but
of yoga pants.
But here's the thing. If you want your wife to resent you, just keep saying no. I think you just have to let them buy whatever they want. That's how I try to keep a happy
she
marriage.
She already does.
Yeah, but you said no.
I don't think
I've ever said no.
I would have sprinted over their palms off to buy it because yeah.
Again, make her happy.
it makes her happy, and I yeah. don't have to think about something to buy her.
Exactly.
Most importantly,
exactly. Right.
Outside of course, Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers.
Right, because right. we always hook our wives.
Now,
with that.
I know Jason's got three sauna. You know, she got a stipend,
budget.
Or whatever she gets.
It's called budget.
Yeah, and you know, he says no to her all the time. I didn't know you were in that club.
No, we don't. I wish I was in that club. Come on. That's an unrealistic, unsustainable.
You should see
model.
My wife's credit card every month. Yeah. Believe me, she doesn't listen to me when I say no.
Likewise.
I mean, a joke. Actually.
Let me tell you something. Yeah. Something from Amazon.
We get stuff from Amazon every day.
Something
too.
From Amazon comes every day, and I don't order it.
This is some.
I went on a spree.
The last time I ordered something online, person. I had to knock at their door because it went to the wrong address.
Right.
That's how infrequent
I had
I
a spree,
it.
Though.
Like marionette.
Where for about a week, I ordered like 4 things from Amazon. And it was, seriously, that could be like a bipolar. Like I was
feeling good.
Right.
What were you ordering?
Oh, it's a high. You know what?
It gave you
a dopamine rush to your brain.
I ordered legit stuff, too. I wasn't nickel and dime and stuff. Like, I ordered, like, a $2,800 lens. Boom.
What?
Yeah. Well, that's what I did. I wanted one. So I just ordered it. I ordered my stupid watch, $250 or whatever. Boom, just ordered it. Because I just get sized. And then when it says...
And I'm ordering, like, Tide Pods and, like, 12 packs of Diet Pepsi off of Amazon. I'm doing it all wrong.
Don't eat those Tide Pods.
No, I won't do that, of course.
No, I'm not on any budget, and it was probably a jerk move at the time.
Yeah, you made a mistake.
But I felt like
if I got it, then I'm
not going to wrap it, and then she'll feel disappointed on Valentine's Day because... The present.
No, then you would have to sweeten it.
Right. That's
well,
my
stop
point.
Looking. Who cares?
Well, if I'm going to have to get a sweetener, why don't I just
wait for the sweetener? You're feeling guilty.
I don't want to double down.
You're feeling guilty.
You're being a squeaker.
That's why you brought it
you're
up.
You're being a squeaker with your wife. You can't be a squeaker with your wife. Be a squeaker with yourself.
Squeaker.
Hey, go over and get it today.
You should
give
it
to her Wednesday. You're
it's
done.
Not far. Yeah, it's only 15 minutes away.
I think he already botched it. I think he already botched it.
No, it'll be.
Do you think she was sized for him that day?
She's been thrown off the scent.
I guarantee you she went back to the room.
She's going
to
be surprised.
This
he probably didn't even pay attention to what it do. If you went there, would you be able to pick it out?
It'd be tough.
He wouldn't be able to pick it out. Do you think he paid attention?
No,
of course he didn't.
Hey, Drabby, are you with me? He botched it. Don't you think he botched it?
He should have got it done early.
Well, but no, but like when she said that, you should have let her buy it right away. You don't say no.
But it's not too late.
You say no to your
I don't have the junkies money. I say no. Zippy chance you're getting that. Let's go.
You don't have the junkies bills either.
That's true.
Well, he's about to. Buying a big old...
You know what? I told my wife Zippy Valentine's Day this year.
Because you're buying it.
You're not getting anything. You're getting a house.
Right.
Yeah, mediocre buns.
Good. Take a stand.
It's a mediocre buns.
Take a stand. Yeah. I like it.
And he took her to a free comedy show.
Look, you got to cut corners.
I did that with my wife once. It was like her birthday. And
she just bought something big.
Well, we were doing all the renovation stuff with our house.
Yeah, that's fine.
And she said, well, are we going to do something? And I said, you just got a $900 shower door.
Look at those laminate floors. You think they paid for themselves? What?
But I'm telling you,
and you don't
even know
where you're
going to
park in a week.
I know my wife, and she would have been happy.
You botched it.
She would have it on Sunday, but then Valentine's Day would come around, and she would get me something. Even if I tell her not to get me something, she will get me something.
Right, because she's a thoughtful person.
And then she will have nothing in return, and I'll go, I got you that thing on Sunday. And she's like, you didn't even pick that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's not too late. If you go over there and get it, and you give it to her Wednesday.
And if you figure out what it is.
Yeah, you're not.
You'll figure it out. Just ask the hot chick in the store. She'll tell
I kind of know what it is because it actually look. It's one of those quarter zips.
Yeah.
Tell her you have a $90 budget.
It was white and gray. Yeah. I mean, please.
We had to go to the mall yesterday because. Should I say? I guess it doesn't matter. So my son wants to get his girlfriend a Valentine's Day gift. Right? Normal. It's a couple days away.
Yep.
Who knew?
Getting serious.
No, I don't think so. But who knew that? The mall closes at 6 on Sundays. I had no idea. We just decided at 6:30 we were going to go to the mall. Drove all the way over to the dumbass mall.
All the way to Montgomery Mall.
Well, it's 20 minutes. I mean, it was out of my way. I was ready to sit back and just chill.
Sure.
I was not. And he was like, there's some store that's going out of business, and he wants to get silly deals, and you know, whatever. And
what was his budget for that?
He has no budget.
You paid for it.
But, you know, there's no budget.
Did you kill two birds with one stone, get your wife something while you're there?
It was closed. Got to go back today. Did you know the mall closes at 6 on Sundays?
They always close early.
I
was aware that it closes early. I didn't know the exact time.
Why would it close at 6? I mean, 6 is... I had no idea.
Most businesses close early on Sundays.
At least
every day is like Sunday, Lurch.
Not Chick-fil-A. At least it's open.
Yeah, you could go in there and get food.
And my son was crestfallen. He wanted Chick-fil-A yesterday. I said, Sunday, you're finished. You get nothing. He was a little bit downtrodden.
This store should be open till 8. Why would they close at 6? I was blown
away. I don't get
away.
The Chick-fil-A thing. Chick-fil-A to me is fine. It's good.
Yeah.
Why is it so popular?
Because it's good.
It's good. It's
but it's
relatively
not,
inexpensive.
Maybe
the
it's not.
Is good.
A lot of places if you buy chicken, it's
not greater
moist.
Than others.
It might be because a lot of places
is.
The chicken is dry and hurting. I think when you get your chicken from Chick-fil-A, right? You agree with me on this? It's pretty moist.
Yes,
chicken is hard to do.
They claim
they
invented the chicken sandwich.
That's
what it says on their bag.
Their regular
chicken sandwich, even just with the one pickle. I don't need to put anything on
it. So good.
It's really good.
people think it's healthy.
Chicken.
I think you're right. I think you're right.
They don't. Well, you can't possibly. Who possibly thinks it's healthy?
They think.
Why? Oh. Just because it's not fried?
No, it is fried.
Well, most of it is fried.
Got grilled chicken.
I get the grilled chicken. Who gets a fried chicken today?
At Chick-fil-A?
The regular 90%
of the people get fried chicken.
Is that right? I've never ordered a fried chicken from. I always get the regular chicken sandwich.
The bread, it's good.
I always get the grilled.
But you can get healthy stuff there. You can get salads with grilled chicken.
They got waffle fries. How healthy can it be?
It's not healthy.
You don't have soda.
Hello, you don't have to get that,
okay,
dummy.
I understand.
You think a salad with grilled chicken isn't healthy?
I understand you get healthy at McDonald's, too.
I'm just telling you.
But generally speaking, I don't know who's sponsoring and who's not.
So I'm not going to say anything.
Here's another reason.
I'm just telling you that Chick-fil-A is good.
Another reason why people like it.
And I said it was good. I just don't find it to be, like, they don't separate themselves from the pack.
Here's another reason.
Well, I don't know what it is, but those things are always
packed. Employees are butt friendly.
That is true.
And that's how they differentiate themselves.
That's true.
They're customer service. Ready to give you a refill. Yeah. They can't wait to give you a refill. They'll come up to you,
grab your soda, and give you a refill.
They go above and beyond. I think that's what people.
By the way,
some people appreciate
Thomas
about
it. I'll say 99% chance I drive to MGM tomorrow.
See,
to get it. What are you guys getting?
I'm going pretty low key this Valentine's Day. Aside from, of course, Sherry's Berries.
Bishop?
Fuck it.
What?
What does Bishop do?
We'll just go to dinner somewhere.
No actual
But
gift.
We'll do
no
it during the weekend. I'll do dinner, too, but during the weekend, not on Valentine's Day. I mean, that's amateur hour.
What do I get her?
A loving husband?
She's got that.
Oh, okay.
Some earrings, maybe? I don't know.
She's got plenty of earrings. You should see our bathroom.
Rooney?
They don't need earrings.
Looks like freaking Macy's over there. I'm not getting her. That's stupid.
Valdez said Rooney.
No, I can't do that. I can't do the Rooney.
She wants a Dan
Rooney. Maybe in 2011.
Can you give her some Dan Rooney?
In 2011, she got a little Art Rooney, but those days are over.
That's such an old reference, dude. If people even know
I wish I could say the full word.
I know you want to.
When the show was fun.
I know you're desperate, too.
Right. I don't know. I think I'll do a dinner thing. That's a good idea.
Yeah, just go to dinner.
Of course, the obligatory Sherry's Berries and Pro Flowers. Everyone should be doing that.
Well, she already got those.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. We already did
I
that.
I know. That's the problem. It comes early.
Right.
So you don't really.
It's on the day of. That's really my point. Yeah. That was my point. That's why I didn't get it, because you need to have something on the day of.
And then Medina did say to me for the first time, literally in 15 years, we've been doing Pro Flower spots probably for 15 years.
Yeah,
Sherry's Berries for, you know, almost the same amount of time. She said, it's not really the same when it says, Eric, thanks for the support.
Right.
Like the card.
Right, it's a freebie.
I give it to my wife.
It's like re-gifting.
Happy Valentine's Day, silly.
No, you know, you have to take it out of the package. You can put it in the vase. You can't just hand the box to her.
I give her the box.
Oh, that's your box.
What do you do? Oh, you're the worst.
Your box.
What do you do?
I'm not done both.
Jimmy's the worst. He says no to her.
You don't just give her the box.
You got to take the flowers out.
I give her the box and say, look what I got you, silly.
Right.
The box is pretty.
I got you these flowers and kava cards.
I'm not the worst because I'll give her the Rooney, too.
You'll give it to Dan Rooney?
That's right.
There's no, you know what? I don't even think my wife would even want the room.
Really? Interesting.
I'm 100% truthful on that.
I think some people
don't even think she cares about that room.
Maybe she doesn't. 800-636-1067.
You know what? Text me. If you don't know what Rooney means, text me on the zip line. I'll tell you exactly.
We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.